Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about other creative acquisition pipelines, not just direct mail. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jeff asks, in my last mailer, I negotiated two parcels with an option to buy. While the county lists a company, how do I confirm who's authorized to sell the property? Oh, that's a very good question. That's kind of like a lot of our properties. They're not in our name anymore. They used to be.
So right.
How do you know that person is the right person?
Go for it, Joe.
I look it up. So here's the funny thing, because I just had to do this. You and I joked about this title company that we're dealing with right now. And man, bless her heart, even though I explained to her that she can easily Google online in the state of Arizona my business name and pull up all the documents and see that I am the managing member and see my name, it's all public information, I had to literally do that for her, download them in the PDF form and send them to her, because she just can't get it. You know, it's like, what the heck? Is this 1975? But anyway, so I had to do that. It's almost like too, like she needs a certificate from the Better Business Bureau saying I'm an A+, you know, like we don't do that anymore either. So
right.
It's so funny. But so for me, first of all, for this Jeff, I would, if it's an LLC or something like that, go look them up. You'll probably find what you want online.
Yeah, you know, now more than ever, for some reason, you really have to hold people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the most experienced title company.
Yep.
I mean, this woman's been in the title business forever, and she is not up to speed on how to do stuff. So I'm past it. You just have to do it and smile while it's happening, and that's it.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, if you philosophically get upset about this stuff, it's going to be a long, hard life for you.
It is. It's just
you know what? Honestly, Jill, that's one of the things I've learned from you. I used to be a huge curmudgeon about all that stuff, and now it's like, yeah, just smile and wave.
It's true. It's much easier just to, like, let it go. And you're like, yeah, you're right. It's over. Done. So.
But then once in a while, you really have to stick it to somebody when they're just incompetent.
So, you know, and the thing is, I want to help them. You know, I kind of want to say, you know, you've been waiting for 6 hours for me to get back to you with these documents. You could have had it, you know, 5 hours and 55 minutes ago yourself. And I even told her, you know, I just don't get it. So
yeah.
I say, Jeff, if Google it, first of all, and then if it's not, ask them. And then if you need a copy of something proving it, I'm sure they have it and they'll be happy to send it to you. I mean, that's all is common sense to me. A title company would expect it too. So
I think the first person you should ask on all this stuff is the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can find out whether or not they're trying to hide something. If they say, oh yeah, sure, here, I'll send it over right away. I've got all that stuff lined up. Then
exactly.
You know, that's a good sign.
Exactly. So, and it's like, we've had interesting things like this one, Jeff. Like I bought from a church and it was a church and it was an established church. So I honestly trusted the church. They told me exactly who the people were that were the board members and how their names should read to put on the deed. Like you're just saying, Jack, they provided that for me. So that was good.
What's an established church, Jack?
Are you playing with one of those spinners, by the way?
No, it's my watch.
Oh.
It's my new watch.
We have a good mic right now.
What's an established church? Like Jim
like
Jones
not,
Kool-Aid?
Not a,
Is that
not
an established
a,
church?
Not an online church that's been around for 5 minutes. So you know what I mean. That's actually funny. You're right. Because I looked up this church where I'm like, before I trust these people, you know, and stuff. And I'm talking to the secretary. You know, I had talked to them enough. And the same secretary answered the phone every time. So I felt good. But... And they told me exactly who the board members are that have to sign. Here's other names you need to read, all that good stuff. I'm like, oh, it's cool. I don't need further documentation proving that.
Was it in Waco, Texas?
No. It was actually in California.
I'm just teasing you.
Oh. That's where you're going. Are you goof-off? You sound like me. You're in goof-off mode, and I'm all business. What the heck?
I don't know. What is that?
That is really weird. You're playing with your watch. Next, you're going to start popping bubbles with gum. I'm just kidding.
You know why? Because we're getting so much stuff done. I'll tell you exactly why I'm in such a good mood.
Okay, tell me.
I just received an email from two of our members who are going to be promoted here in a minute about a very, very large transaction that we're going to do in Texas. And they reported to me that one guy found that the members don't know each other.
Okay.
One guy sent a mailer out in West Texas and found several thousand acres owned by one person. The property actually happens to have a lot of back taxes on it. He didn't just mail back tax. We're going to talk about this in a second. Okay. And negotiated a deal essentially for just the back tax amount. The guy just wants to get rid of all his property. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of acres. So the other guy, I bring this other guy in because I know he lives down there, goes and meets with, the property's in two counties, goes and meets with both counties. And talks to the judge directly because he's nuts. You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And finds out. I just copied you on this right, like 30 seconds before this call.
Cool.
We can subdivide it all.
Got it.
We can take these thousands and thousands of acres and subdivide them in one county down to 5 acres and in the other county down to 1 acre just by filling some forms out.
And feed a family of four for years. That's what it sounds like.
What are you talking about? Feed a family.
You remember your blog that you wrote a while back about buying, you know, but you had a way to, you could, you know, ways to create enough, seriously, income that you could happily feed your family for a long time. So no, that's what yours sounds like.
The official title of the blog was 5 Good Rental Houses Can Feed a Family for Generations.
That's it.
And then it just parlayed into all the ways that you can just forever make money on with land. You know, next week we're going to have a show about what you can do with land. Some crazy, crazy, cool 21st century stuff you can do with land. You know what it's all about.
I know what it's all about. Cool.
We should probably have this show. Yeah. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, other creative acquisition pipelines. So if you've listened to the show regularly, you know Jill and I love direct mail, sending out unsolicited offers. But what about other ways that might be just as good or you should throw into the mix? I bet you have some thoughts on this.
Oh, I do. I wrote down, as I was thinking about the show, I wrote down two ways not to do it and then one good way to do it. And I know we're going to explain some more, but I have to get these two not to do it.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
An acquisition pipeline is not your father-in-law.
Oh my God, you're right. I didn't even have that on my list.
People do that all the time. I can't tell you. I just heard that so-and-so's mom is going to move. It's my best friend from high school. I know this is a great thing. Okay, no, that is not your acquisition pipeline. No. Your father-in-law, your best friend's mom, no, those are all no's.
Yeah, you never want to look at a deal like that, even if it's the greatest deal ever, because you just don't.
Exactly. Too many things can go wrong. The percentage of it going wrong is too high, and the percentage of them being unhappy with you and ruining that relationship is also too high.
I have a list of people on this planet that I refuse to negotiate anything with. Not only prices of land or anything, but just anything. And you're number one on the list.
Oh, is that a good thing?
It's a great thing. I don't want to sit around and negotiate with you, my partner on stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good. Who else is on your list?
My sister. She scares me.
Oh, she scares you?
She's a real estate agent extraordinaire in northern Michigan, and she can negotiate. She can sell me. I can't find my way out of the paper bag.
Yeah.
She can talk me in and out of there.
She's good. You're right. Okay, got it. Anybody else you want to add?
No, that's good for now.
Okay, very good.
There's a few more on the list, but I don't want to give them the satisfaction.
Okay, got it. All right, so another non-acquisition pipeline, I want to get this out of the way, is door-to-door. That's not a way to do it.
Or driving for dollars.
Exactly.
So or the MLS.
You know, it's funny. I've learned people... I thought driving for dollars was a very common phrase across the country that everybody called it the same thing. But here on the West Coast, everybody looks at me sideways when I say that, and I have to explain driving for dollars. So door to door. I'm thinking door to door, they kind of understand that. So, all right. Want to hear one of my yes ways?
Yeah.
Brokers with large portfolios. Where would I find them? I don't know. Maybe in LandWatch, maybe in LandPin. I don't know. But there's people there.
You know, the whole point to this is the title that I wrote the show, Creative Acquisition Pipelines, is for me to bring this point up. With direct mail, it does all the work for you. So you send, it does all the choosing, and then the sellers choose themselves, and it takes 90% of the work out. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you walked up to 100 landowners or 1,000 landowners in a big stadium and said, I'd like to buy your property for $4,000. How long would that take? It would take forever. And mm-hmm. you'd probably get punched in the face a few times.
True.
Direct mail takes all that out of it. The people who are interested in selling at that time are gonna seek you out, and they're not gonna leave you alone until you send them some money. Mm-hmm. All the other ways that we're about to talk about, and some of them are good, mm-hmm. they require you to be proactive.
Instead
of reactive.
That's true. Like even my thing about the brokers with large portfolios, one of them is gonna get one of your letters.
That's what I mean.
So the
RV park that we just bought, Jill, yep. was listed on the MLS. They just happened to receive a letter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
that is, I mean, that's the, you're right. The big point here is don't go out, don't create work for yourself. You know, do it the right way and let the motivated people come back to you. And it's, I know we sound like a broken record here, but it is that easy, and so many people don't get it.
Right. Well, so since we're on the topic, my after direct mail, my second favorite way to buy real estate is foreclosing on tax liens. Mm-hmm. And here's how that works, and I'm going to try to do it in 30 seconds or less. A landowner or a homeowner or an apartment building owner stops paying his taxes. And the reason that he's paying his taxes in the first place and the escrow company isn't, or the mortgage company, is because there's no loan. That's good. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Maybe they die. We don't know. But for whatever reason, they stop paying their taxes. After a certain amount of time, the county, if it's a tax lien county, and you can go to, there's a lot of places on the internet to find out which places are tax lien and which places are tax deed, which states. And you find out how long it's been that they stop paying the taxes, and they issue a lien. And you can buy a lien. It's very inexpensive. I mean, $60 to $100 sometimes. You buy a lien, and you have equitable title in the property. You can, if it's old enough, you can actually foreclose on it for the price of the lien. Mm-hmm. It is truly an amazing way to buy real estate.
Yep.
And what it does, too, is it opens the door to that seller. So you can say, now you can send a different type of letter out or offer out and that says something like this. Hey, landowner, I know there's a tax lien on this thing. You clearly don't want it. How about I send you $100 or $1,000 or whatever the number is, and we'll just remove it out of your life instead of me having to go through the foreclosure process and hire an attorney and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And, man, that works.
You know,
9 times out of 10, they thank you if they're alive.
Totally. But I got to tell you, Jack, I have gotten so comfortable and lazy here that I don't even want to do that.
I know. Neither do I. I mean, there's a reason that you and I don't do tax lien foreclosures.
I know. I just talked to a guy about this yesterday, actually, and he just joined our group yesterday.
Okay.
And it was a great conversation. Let me tell you, he did 30 deals last year. I said, that's fantastic. And he's
wow.
like, okay. And now we are at the beginning of May. He said, we've already done 30 deals this year. So we already beat you last year. I said, all right. I said, so what's going on? He's like, I'm reaching to you now. He came to us from our friend Bay. And he said, I'm coming to you. I've been listening to the show. And I, hi, Tom. He said, we now need to take it to the next level. Like, we need to automate this. I know you guys are the pros now at really scaling this up. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, perfect. I said, you are in the right place. Yep. We're the people that can help you. I mean, we're getting these things in place to help you as fast as we can. So you can do 300 if you want to this month, you know, kind of thing. We got people doing that.
Right.
So, but you have to be freed up from some of the stuff, you know, the minutiae, the day-to-day, you know, you don't need to be answering your own phone every time somebody wants to call you and chew you out. You don't need to do that. You're past that. So, so anyway, we were talking about taking to the next level and all that good stuff. And you don't need to be out looking for deals. And I was talking to him about, you'll know real quick, you can turn it up or turn it down based on what you're ready to handle at that time. You sent out 2,000 offers, and that was too much. All right, so next one will be 1,500. All right, or you know whatever because you're getting that good of a strike percentage now.
Or lower your price a little too.
Or something. You know, you'll know what you can handle, and then you can, So that's where I'm coming from with us. You and I don't have to, we aren't out there sitting there. I don't wake up in the morning and brainstorm like, oh, where am I going to find a deal? Nah.
If I'm
really like I'm ever bored.
It's in the mailbox. That's where the deal is.
Yeah. And if I'm not staring at enough mail, I just do another one. All right. You know, let's look at this area. Okay, cool. And then before you know it, everything changes and you're like us now with a lot of our people where they never think about it again. All they're thinking about is how fast can I get someone doing this job because I'm too busy now and, you know, all those two things. So it's good.
Here's a few other places that Jill and I have had a tremendous amount of luck buying ridiculously inexpensive property. eBay, believe it or not, is a great place to buy property, and it's immediate. You click on it and buy it. Bid for Assets, the number four, they host tax sales. They're, you know, county foreclosed tax sales. They have the contract in all of California. So you can it's an auction. You just like you're standing there. You can buy property that way. Joe and I bought a ton of property in Big Bear one year and just made a killing on it right off of Bid for Assets, like, you know, in our pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I love Craigslist, but you still have to be pretty proactive there. There's a lot of back and forth negotiation. What I love about Bid for Assets and eBay is you just buy it. You buy it like a pair of shoes right online. So it's not as proactive. And they make it real easy because the maps are all there and the whole thing. Landpin is a good place. It's becoming an incredible place to buy property, especially if you're a term seller and you don't like the data piece of this. You just want to buy some property that's super cheap. This is what Landpin's for. It's land acquisitions for resellers. Buy cheap property for cash and then create yourself an income stream. So Landpin's, that site will be done, by the way, June 1.
Cool. Well, you mean for the public? It's up and going now, but you mean for the public to do it?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
we're actually
huge.
Hiring it. That's fun to talk to you so I can fill you in on what's happening.
Oh, this is nice. We're in different states right now. That's part of what's going on.
We're going to hire some salespeople for that site too.
Cool.
Catch up with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So those are some other creative. What you really want to avoid is, and Jill just said, talk to brokers. I mean, you can do that if you want, but somebody got there first, so you're not going to get the best deal.
Bingo.
That's all there is to it.
That's it.
And stay out of the MLS. It's just a mess.
Again, somebody got there first on those.
Yeah. The two takeaways from this show are this. Get there first with the direct mail. Do it right to the owner. And number two, to make it easy on yourself. Don't make it so you're going out trying to find acquisitions every day. Make them come to you.
Love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I am so a California dreaming right now in the middle of the desert.
You know, it's funny. I wonder if we're how different we are on these shows when we're not sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm. You mean it went from bad to worse?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, the 16 people that listen to this show, they might tell us.
Oh, yeah. Is it that many already? That's funny. Boy, that got fast. 3 years later, we have a whole 16. Just kidding.
I know. What is this? Show number 457. Jeez.
I know. Okay,
my
wait.
Gosh.
Are we 2 years in, is it 2 years or 3 years? I don't even know.
How long? I think it's two.
Okay, two. All right, so this fall will be the two mark, I think, for this show, not the other show, because we started, it was about this time we started the first show.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about 2 years. Well, it's pretty close to 2 years on the nose. It's 2 years in the next month or something like that.
I got to say, this is so funny because this reminds me. So 2 years, this means 2 years ago, I walked into your office and got a little perturbed at you fooling around on Facebook.
I know.
Fooling around on iTunes. And I was like, what are you doing? I thought you were goofing off and like avoiding
work.
I know. No, I just thought you just, and I was like, what is he wasting his time on? And I'm here to say, and I've said it many times, boy, am I eating my words.
It's almost time for us to announce the new podcast show that we're going to do called Jack Jill Land Investors.
Oh.
But we're not going to announce it yet.
Okay, cool.
No new projects right now.
Oh, no new projects. At least from, maybe when we're in the same state.
Right. Cool. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.